Although it had been painted green, they could see it was steel, not ironwood or the heavier ghostwood. Surrounding it was a gray frame, also steel, with thigh-thick insulated power cords coming out of each side. These ran into one of the walls. From behind that wall came a rough, rumbling sound which Eddie thought he recognized. "Roland," he said in a low voice, "do you remember the portal of the beam we came to? Way back at the start? Even before Jake joined our happy band, this was?" Roland nodded. "Where we shot the little guardians. Shardik's retinue. Those of it that still survived." Eddie nodded. "I put my ear against that door and listened. All is silent in the halls of the dead," I thought. "These are the halls of the dead where the spiders spin and the great circuits fall quiet, one by one." He had actually spoken this aloud. But Roland wasn't surprised Eddie didn't remember doing so. He'd been hypnotized or close to it. "We were on the outside then," Eddie said. "Now we're on the inside." He pointed at the door into Thunderclap. Then with one finger traced the course of the fat cables. "The machinery sending power through these doesn't sound very healthy. If we're going to use this thing, I think we ought to right away. It could shut down for good any time, and then what?" "Have to call AAA travel," Susanna said dreamily. "I don't think so. We'd be basted. What do you call it, Roland?"
"Basted in a hot host. These are the rooms of ruin. You said that too, do you recall?"
"I said it? Right out loud?"
"Aye."
Roland led them to the door. He reached out, touched the knob, then pulled his hand back.
"Hot?"
Jake asked. Roland shook his head. "Electrified?" Susanna asked. The gunslinger shook his head again.